This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
What's going on, guys? Welcome back in to the Keeping Up with the Kardashians after show right here on AfterBuzzTV.com. We are discussing The Car Father tonight. We have a little surprise for you guys. I'm Bobby. As always, next to me is Frankie. Hey, Frank.
Hi.
And across the way, Sterling. You guys know her. And Nick Grava joins us. Nick.
What's going on?
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, hey, guys.
Okay, that's really great. Let's move on to the show.
I can vouch for Nick. We do Mindy Project together.
Yeah, so we do. Thank you. That's very sweet of you. Yeah.
Oh, great. There's a love fest on that side of the table. Hey, we got a lot to talk about today. Before we get there and before we include Nick on this stuff, this is going to be a lot of fun with him. Let's remind you guys to subscribe on iTunes, subscribe on YouTube, whether you're watching or listening. Hit subscribe. You can review us on iTunes. You can make comments on YouTube. We want to hear from y'all. And we're going to do that. We get a lot of great comments from you guys, a lot of funny ones.
Great.
Well, some great comments from you guys. Frankie, are you sour about something?
No.
We get some fun comments from you guys. We love hearing from you, so keep that up. Ladies and gentlemen, let's jump into it today. I think we're going to start with Chris and her will, which is a depressing thing to talk about. But when you get divorced from somebody, you have to do things like this. So jumping to the end first. Let's start at the end. Okay. Did she make the right decision with Chloe as the executive?
I think yes.
I don't think any of them would have been a bad choice. I don't know that it was that big of a thing. And when she says Courtney with wallpaper, it's like Courtney makes a lot of big decisions in life. She does.
She has more kids. Well, not besides Chris, but of the siblings.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I don't think it was fair to compare like her choosing a wallpaper to comparing like whether or not to take your mother off life support or not. Like that doesn't really seem, you know, like on the same level by any
doesn't
means.
Doesn't equate at all.
Yeah, it really doesn't. So I don't think that like says just because Courtney can't choose a wallpaper that she's not like a good choice for to be this person. But I mean, it does seem like Kim and Chris do have that connection that we've seen in every season, that they're the closest, that Kim is really protective of Chris, so she could have been a good choice. But I really like Chloe. I think she is very protective of her family. Mm-hmm. I think she is very level-headed and is always the person that is there for everyone else. So I think she is a good choice, but I agree with Nick that any of them, I mean, I could
have seen. And the reasoning behind Chloe, I thought, was indicative, too, of how far she has come. You know, we make fun of a lot of stuff on this show, but she has been through a lot of stuff. She's gone through her own collapse of a marriage, through a very traumatic thing for her. I mean, I don't know what it's like to lose somebody to an addiction like that. It's got to be very tough on her, and she's made it through that, and she's dealing with Rob in a way that the other sisters don't appear to be doing it quite the same. So she is doing stuff like that, and all three of them certainly are capable, but you know, you can't pick a favorite, but Chloe is not a bad decision.
No, I think she's definitely the most nurturing one, too. And we saw that with her past marriages. I mean, we see them all in their sort of relationships, but she's by far. I remember in a past season, they were traveling, and she sent a box of Lamar's favorite food and candy to the hotel before they went there. What kind of girlfriend's going to do that?
I mean, Kim made Kanye a selfie book one time.
Now we can do it, right?
So, that was pretty nice of her.
No, it absolutely was. And I guess the other question I have for you guys, We never know. Nick, you'll find we obviously debate this a lot on this show, is what producers have pushed into the storyline and what actually is a storyline. We don't know if producers kind of pushed this whole Bruce feeling maybe left out thing. When he was at the doctor's office with her and was criticizing Courtney, can't make a decision, she's not here, I'm here, I should be whatever. We don't know how much the producers pushed that, but...
We definitely feel like Nick and I were watching, and we felt like it was a little weird that suddenly she would ask... you know, the nurse or whatever would ask about that and specifically say, and who's going to be...
Yeah, well, that was the thing. I don't even... She was talking about it, and Chris just gave the information, it seemed, like forced in a way that she could have just said, yes, you guys have it. Yeah. And that's the sort of stuff that I sit back and think, okay, they need to, you know, they need to give it to... I mean, what else would that storyline have went? Okay, he drove it to the doctor, she was fine, great.
And there's, like, a storyline every episode. Obviously, they do two or three an episode, and this is one of those where you're like, you could have handled the whole thing in 3 minutes, but we got to see seven different segments of it.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Such as television. But we, Bruce, to me... Oh, go ahead.
I was going
to
say, we also got to see Bruce shed a tear. Like, that was really touching.
Yeah, we did say aw in that moment.
Yeah.
I don't usually say aw with any of moments with Bruce or Chris. I'm just like, okay, but...
Yeah, no, and I can understand... I mean, yes, they're no longer together, so I understand Chris's... point on, you know, he can no longer make that executive decision, but I feel like he's going to be in their lives forever, unless Chris gets remarried, but I don't feel like that's necessarily going to happen anytime soon.
Well, I think it definitely makes sense, especially since, I mean, you know, Chris isn't going anywhere anytime soon. I don't want to get too morbid here. Like, I don't think she's going to die any second.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, like, however many years it is down the road, we don't know, like, what Bruce's relationship with the family will be.
Exactly.
And it's already, they're already so distant, so him taking her to the doctor was, like, this huge deal.
But remember, too, with that family, as family-oriented as they are, and say what you will about their corporate side, and Chris is a business momager, still a family, Bruce will always be the father to those girls. Not just, obviously, Kendall and Kylie, but in a way will always be a father to Courtney, Kim, and Chloe because of the history. So he may very well still, not that he'll be the legal executor, but there is kind of a position for him there because he would have the girls' best interest at heart, I would imagine. I can't see him weird, you know, quasi-world, like taking all of her money and running. That's not going to...
I don't see that happening, but I do see him becoming more distant and not in touch with the reality of their day-to-day. And I wonder also, like, because of the show, is he that close to them, or is he always around, or is that just something that's written in a contract and that's why he's around?
Listen,
and that's
why. I think there's a law in the Keeping Up with the Kardashians contract, maybe in the legal language, that every episode Bruce has to say to somebody, "You guys never come out to Malibu." Every episode.
Yeah.
I like that Kylie came and asked her dad to take a picture of her and then ate his food.
She came to ask him for a purse.
Oh, yeah. And that, too. I forgot that.
We'll get to that.
So the whole point of you going out there was to just say that you wanted a purse when she could have gotten it herself.
I thought that. I'm like, why don't you just go? Yeah. We'll talk about that.
We'll talk about Bruce's money in a little bit. But back to Bruce and Chris. Do you make anything of Chris bitching at Kim about not being able to take her to the doctor? Is that indicative of a larger selfish issue with the girls? Or is this just one of those things, again, with producers trying to create a storyline? Let's call Bruce.
I think she always feels like she wants to be one of the girls. She wants to be one of them. And when they sort of show that they have their own lives going on, she always plays the victim of, you guys don't need me as much. I think that's all it was.
She can martyr herself like nobody else.
Right. I think it was a way to get Bruce involved in this storyline. But also, I don't know, like, what were Courtney and Chloe doing? Like, why couldn't they watch North and Kim take them? Or, like, I definitely think that it could have been arranged.
Yeah.
So maybe they were just trying to force, like, the whole Bruce thing here. But I don't think any of the daughters are the type of daughters that something really serious needs to be done with Chris at the doctor, that they would, you know, they're not going to be the first people there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? And it's just, I think, general, like, mom, you know, parent unloading on their child. Like, I do everything for you for 30 years. Like, you can't do anything for me. It's a little melodramatic. And even she probably knows that saying it. She just wants to make a point.
I don't, to me, it didn't seem like she was actually that affected by Kim not taking her. I think she was like, okay, I'll call Bruce. Like, I don't think it really.
Well, but did you see that moment where Kim suggested Bruce and she was like, if Bruce needed me to take him to the doctor after we're divorced, pause. Well, I still would.
Yeah.
Because there's still that history with them. Yeah. And there always will be.
So. Wait, can we? I want to talk about, is it normal to get an epidural for your neck pain?
Yeah, that was so weird.
We were talking about that. We were like,
my theory is that she was going in for a little plastic surgery and they were just saying it's for chronic neck pain, but really she's probably getting like
getting something done.
I mean, I'm sure someone's going to correct us in the comments, but when people get epidurals when they're pregnant, you can't feel the lower half of your body. So if you're getting epidural on your neck, I feel like you would just be like completely paralyzed.
A little more paralyzed than her paralyzed. In the car, just kind of being like, oh, I don't want to talk about this.
Yeah.
She's just a little loopy. Which is an everyday situation for a Kardashian, but she's just a little loopy. I've never heard of it either, but hey, I was a little weirded out that Bruce could watch the procedure being done through that little window
through the thing.
I would not want to watch. Even then, just rubbing the stuff on, I was like, I don't want to see.
Yeah, when that iodine liquid, whatever that thing is, comes out, I'm like, I'm just gonna go read a magazine.
Hey, nothing I need to see here.
Yeah, you just call me in 3 hours. That is a little bit bizarre.
Yeah.
Let's jump to Scott because Scott's a little bit of a bigger topic. That one was a little more straightforward. Scott's business and what he is or is not doing, and a bigger issue is what Courtney does or does not know. No, we find out what Scott does at the end of the episode.
Supposedly, this
Calabasas luxury motor cars, which is right up Scott's alley. This is the kind of stuff he'd be good at doing.
Makes sense that he would own a company like that.
Why would he not tell Courtney what he's doing? Is there any excuse, legitimate excuse, for Scott's behavior about
it? I do think it's a little bit of when she says, so you're a car salesman. And I think that's what we see that Scott is all about image, and he has the best watch, the best car. He wants to be the Lord Disick. He clearly cares a lot about that. So something like that, when someone can quickly just shoot him down, I think that's what he's afraid of.
Are you calling him the car lot Lord?
No, yeah, maybe.
I'm on record with that. Fine. That'll be my on car, the car lot Lord. Well, if you're not going to take ownership of it, I will.
The car father.
That's the only reason.
The part where the cars are being unloaded at their house, that was really sketchy.
Yeah.
Like, for him to be like, oh, I have no idea what's happening. This is
talk
so
about forced,
weird.
Though. That's something
that seemed so forced. That seemed really forced. And, of course, like, Chloe's over there.
And everyone's home at this moment.
That was weird.
Oh, let's take a mini detour in that scene before we go back to Scott and some more serious stuff. The picture that is put up at that house of all the naked women running on the beach.
Yeah, that did not seem kid-friendly to me.
No, not at all.
Is it? So you two are saying probably not acceptable for that environment.
No,
I didn't mind it.
For the kids,
of course you didn't mind it,
No, not even
Bobby.
For me. I mean for kids. That is the kind of nudity that's a little more, I think, acceptable when you teach children about the human body and nudity.
They're so young that I just think it's not even about teaching them. It's more just like, what's the? It's unnecessary at some point.
It's like the women running out of the water with horse heads for real heads. Like,
weird.
You know, like, it's just not.
It's also not Courtney. And Scott didn't get the picture. Scott was surprised by it. That's not a purchase I think Courtney would make.
It was definitely very weird.
I feel like maybe it was a joke.
Courtney
had that little, like, smirk on her face during that whole scene that maybe she was planning on taking it down. She was probably just trying to get a reaction.
I bet that's the last time we see it.
Yeah.
That was a huge
picture. That's a huge picture.
That's like something you screen print on a t-shirt.
Yeah, is it?
You know what I mean? Like, that's more that I would see that more than like plastered it on your.
That's something
wall.
I would probably like double tap on Instagram, but I'm not about to hang on my wall.
Yeah.
I would say that's like, I don't know. Yeah, that's about as far as I would go with that painting. What do you think? You think it was fine? You're like all about it? You're
I was
like
okay.
hanging
I mean,
up and
it's
teach
not gonna,
the kids
It's
movies?
Not going to hang in my house when I have a family, probably, but I could see the case being made for it. It wasn't like. Over, it wasn't sexual at all. It wasn't sleazy at all. It was a beautiful picture. The horse head's a little weird.
Yeah.
But it was a beautiful picture. Like, I like the layout. And I'm like, okay, if this is one way that you want to teach your children in whatever way about body positivity and whatever, I get it. Now, Frankie and I are different people. So we have different opinions. No, I get it. I didn't mind it as much.
For someone who's as indecisive as Courtney, to make a decision on that particular picture, like, just seems very.
It was weird, strange.
I can't decide on wallpaper, but I want this.
But I want these naked horsewomen running around in there for sure.
All right. Well, now that we got that on the table, let's get back to Scott now. The biggest issue I see with Scott is not. I agree with you, Nick, about the whole car salesman thing and Courtney kind of poking fun at him, and everybody else might poke fun at him too in a way, or maybe he's just oversensitive in a way. But when you have an addiction problem like he continues to have, mm-hmm. and when you have issues with club appearances and disappearing and getting drunk and going out and doing whatever, the last thing you should be doing is holding major things like how you make money from your significant other. If you don't want to tell Chris, if you tell Courtney and say, keep it quiet, don't tell your family, I get it. But you have to tell the mother of your children who you live with.
Yeah.
You have
I mean, but the thing is Courtney doesn't really seem to care that much.
That's a problem.
So if she...
I think that's the bigger
problem. Yeah, I think that's the bigger issue here if you're not really concerned with how he's doing it. But maybe she did know more than she was letting on. Mm. Maybe she just didn't think it's any of Chloe's business or any of Chris's business or anyone else's. So, and when they're being filmed here, whatever she says, we're all going to know. So, I mean, maybe it's just something that he doesn't want everybody in the whole world to know.
And if that had come across that Courtney was playing it coy and she knew all along, then and she'd totally be in her right. You don't have to tell other people what goes on. I get that. But it came across to me like Courtney didn't know either. And you're right. It could be incorrect. She could have known. But I wish that it would have been made more apparent that she did know if that were the case. Because she came across looking very aloof, too, on something that she really needs to know about.
I mean, I want to believe that she knows what's happening and she's just playing it, you know, like she doesn't. Because even when Chloe's asking, she's like, I don't know. It seems like he's wheeling and dealing. You know, like she doesn't
what
seem that.
What is he wheeling and what is he dealing?
It doesn't seem like she's that concerned because, I mean, but later in the episode, she does seem concerned, but she doesn't push him that much.
Remember, she's confronted by Chris and Chris tells her like it's new information about Calabasas luxury motor cars. And then she does that one-on-one interview with the camera and she says, well, it's good to know he's doing stuff that's legit and not illegal. Which to me, again, doubled down on the fact that she didn't know before. This is news to her.
Well, what was it in the car and Chris is in the back seat and she's like, is this not the weirdest car ride for everybody else? And I mean, that is, I don't think she cares or wants to know. That's what I think the thing is she may have her assumptions, but I literally do not think she cares. Yeah.
That, to me, is a bigger issue of her enabling his behavior. This is another way you enable that behavior. When you don't put your foot down and say, it's time to be an adult, tell me what you do. You don't need to tell me how much you make, maybe. You don't need to tell me every detail. And Scott, I respect what Scott says. I don't want to talk about the boring things about work. I don't want to come home and talk about work. Dude, I'm right there with you. But
that's
I need the basics.
Even think that's the truth, though. And, like, I don't know. I didn't believe that. You believed that when he was like, I just don't want to talk about work. It's like, bro, really?
I believe the Lord. So, yeah. The Lord is with me, y'all. You're right. He could be lying about that, too. But the thing to me is, You gotta get the basics down. And when Courtney doesn't get the basics down, when she doesn't call him on stuff like that, what else does she let slide? What other behaviors of his
just
does
like
she let
Chris
slide?
Said, what else doesn't she know?
Yeah, or what else does she enable?
And I think that kind of shows, if it's true that, you know, she didn't know, that kind of shows also the hesitation in Chris putting her in charge of making that decision.
True.
Because she's kind of just like, whatever. And you know what? She's always that way in all kinds of topics. She's either very, like, whatever, or she's on Scott's case.
Right.
So there's, like, no medium, no, like, quote-unquote normal. It's either or.
Yeah. And she's busy with another pregnancy, which is totally, obviously going to cloud her judgment and decision-making, but also just her life in general. It's going to color her life in a certain way. And maybe, with baby number three coming, this is speculation, but maybe she says, I don't want to rock the boat. Maybe I don't know what I should with Scott, but I'm not trying to have a fight right now. I got bigger problems inside.
Yeah. You know. And at least whatever he is doing is separate from his addiction, it seems. So that could be a good thing for her. She's like, oh, he's putting his energy on something else. Like, maybe that's good.
Right. Finally a positive hobby. Wasn't he trying to find a hobby in, like, a past season?
Yeah. If you've got an addiction problem, opening up nightclubs is not the thing to be doing. Opening up car lots is a little bit different. Yeah.
I don't know. Some kind of mafiosa stuff might be going down.
So maybe that's why they don't want it all over the show, but they obviously...
Well, actually, that's a good question. I always have... Maybe you guys have touched upon this before. What kind of power do they have on things? Since they are producers and executive producers, what do they have? If this was really something they did not want ever to come out on the show or to talk about, could they ever say, like, this plot line I do not want shown or...
For sure. Change absolutely.
So anything we see has been... Already passed by them. It's been approved.
You're watching public relations right now.
Okay, that's what I figured. There's nothing. Yeah.
I mean, and that's why things like, I think Chris's, obviously, things like Chris's executive or last will thing, that's a serious topic.
Yeah.
But the way that they approached it is not like a scandal between the girls in the competition. It's you know, vanilla stuff.
Yeah.
So this one is too, and maybe, I mean, Scott's obviously not doing anything illegal, but like, in a certain sense, he's just hiding in plain sight with them. you know, and saying, oh, you don't need to worry about what I do. I make my money. You make yours. And it was kind of like, okay. We'd like to know the basics.
It's weird to get to this point and not know
right.
where he gets his money from.
I'm about to have your third child. Could you and at you least don't... tell me where you go to work?
Absurd. Yeah, absolutely absurd.
That's a little too far. But that also speaks on a different level, because I want to talk about it later with you guys, to the health of their relationship, which we know is not the most healthy, most normal at right. times. And at other times, it looks great, and the kids are obviously mm-hmm. awesome. But this speaks to the health of the relationship, and you can't communicate about, I don't want to know, I don't even know everything about your day, but like, what do? When yeah. you can't communicate about that.
Yeah.
I mean, I get what he was saying about wanting to keep the mystery alive in the relationship, but you've got to know someone's career. Like, I feel like that's one of the top, like...
Absolutely.
To know about someone.
And the mystery.
He's like, no, I'm just trying to keep the spark. But really, you
like,
know.
Like when you meet
what
somebody.
Are you, what are you doing every day? It's not a good way to keep the spark.
Yeah. When you meet somebody on Tinder and you don't know what they do like a month later, but they're cool to hang out with, that's a cool mystery. When you have their third kid after years yes, together.
I think it would be covered by now.
The mystery becomes a little different. Yeah. Like you gotta tweak it a little bit. But you know what? If it works for them. Who are yeah. we to judge?
And even if Chloe's suspicious, who is Scott's biggest advocator, mm-hmm. then, you know, that's
yeah,
weird.
When Chloe Money gets involved, yeah. you know, is...
And not only that, with Chloe's history with what happened with Lamar and what he did kind of disappearing from sight and stuff, she probably looks at it from a different perspective.
Yeah,
not right, that it's obviously the same problem.
Good point, though. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. she probably knows a red flag that Courtney yeah. would never recognize.
Yeah,
so,
sure that. Mm-hmm.
We'll see. All right, let's talk a little bit about Bruce and money. I feel like the show was light on content today. Is it just me?
Yeah, you know what? It felt like fully packed with it, but then when you break down the storylines, yeah, it feels
it's
a little
just
light.
Not a lot of stuff.
Why does Bruce have a garden pick with
a money sign? What I think is that?
That was the weirdest thing to me. I was like, what?
I thought it was an S, and the pick went all the way through to keep the S up.
But why would he have an S?
Maybe
even so, no, that was a money. I'm
that
calling
a money
that a money sign.
He's got a new girlfriend.
Even if it's
her name is Susan. I don't know.
That was weird to me. I was like,
I'm on your
road. Like, I was like, that, Kim that's that what there?
I. Yeah, I was like, did the producer put that there before this scene? It doesn't seem like a very Bruce thing. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, what about Bruce?
Speaking of being light on content,
like
I'm not a cartoon.
I wish I knew better. Maybe you guys do about what? Bruce's debt problems they alluded to before.
Oh, yeah,
you Chris.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I would definitely like.
I think it was just the only thing I know is that it was hinted or said that basically he didn't know how to even run his checkbook, and when Chris stepped in, she took over everything. And they've said that in past seasons before. I never knew yeah. to what extent. I still don't really know for him particularly like where his money comes from exactly.
Speaking, tons of speaking tours.
Does he still do them?
Yeah.
He still,
yeah,
he I've
well,
never
they showed
heard
him on
of
other episodes. Yeah, yeah, Olympian stuff. Now, I don't know how long that continues. Obviously,
right.
there's
yeah.
a generational issue here.
Yeah.
But yeah, I imagine he still gets a lot of money on speaking tours and maybe endorsement deals even today. Maybe there's some sort of Olympian thing. The dude won a lot of gold medals.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I wonder like how much.
Most of it probably is from just being on the show.
I was also going to say that. What is his piece
yeah.
of that?
Oh, yeah.
And sure. he is cutting his own show. We can debate what that show's about, and we do.
Cookie.
But he is cutting his own new show. So there's,
wasn't it just put on hold? Are you talking about
it's
this?
Put on hold,
it's put
yeah.
on hold right now. Have you guys
but
already discussed what
discussed
you think
it,
it's going to be?
Since you are a new host on this panel,
why don't we
hear your two cents on what you think?
I'm on
let's
it.
Be let's
yeah.
be more blunt than that.
Go ahead.
Is Bruce transitioning? In your opinion, we don't all know. What do you think?
It's so tough because if I was going off of just media and just everything else, if I had not known this guy, I would say yes. But because I've seen him on past, just seen him and who he is, and this may be a generalization or a stereotype, I do not think he is. That's all I can say. Although when a quote just came out.
I like this guy.
That's what makes it so strange, though, because you wouldn't think he would do it. That's what makes it weird.
That's what makes everyone want to talk about
yeah.
it, I think, too. I don't know. I just think he's the type of person that if this is something he wanted to do, why did he wait till now? Why is he...
So many questions.
Yeah.
The most... I'm glad we're talking about it because we want your opinion on this because mm-hmm. it's going to be a big story in a couple months.
Yeah.
But the weirdest thing about it is not the transition. If that's it and that's what he wants to do, you're not going to affect our life. Like, go
right.
for it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But... It's the media frenzy with it. He's not a media guy. Why would he do a TV show? Why would he do a Diane
right.
Sawyer interview? That's not him.
But this
That's
is my... Do you guys have the same issue of I don't know what to believe in
yeah,
the media? When I see him with nail polish, I don't know that that's true. I don't know
yeah.
that wasn't
Could
just
be
brushed
edited.
On there, edited on there. So that's why I really... Even with the show, has it been confirmed by a network
no.
executive?
No.
So even that, and now it's on hold suddenly, seems... A lot of it just seems... shady to me.
Yeah, yeah, that's Stir and I were like, unless it's come from straight from the horse's mouth,
then I don't want
to. I refuse to comment any further until I know it's confirmed.
Oh,
I
would excuse us.
I'm going to side with that. I'm going to plead the fair until I see some factual information.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I mean, we talked like for almost 30 minutes about it last week or whatever week that was.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and so I feel like, you know, we've said that. But honestly, we can talk and talk and talk about it, but at the end of the day, we just don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
No, we don't know, but it's just an interesting thing. And
we just needed to know Nick's stance.
That's my stance.
We like your stance.
We like it.
Right.
We like it. Got the majority, though.
So back to, that's good to know. Now that you're on the record with that. Mm-hmm. Now back to Bruce today with money. I don't see anything wrong in a singular instance of him buying Kylie a $5,000 purse because he can finally spend. I get it. But obviously, long term, that's probably not sustainable.
I think this storyline was a storyline that was blown out of proportion.
Yeah.
And it was used for the show. Let's get real. This guy has more money. Even if he spends $35,000 and a $5,000 purse and a painting, which are the only three things that we saw, him buy, Kim does not need to go over and start talking to him about financials. He knows if it gets to zero, he doesn't have more money.
Especially Kim, who's building a home she's not even moved into yet. So Kim is not the one to talk about dropping money.
What is Kim about to say when she? I would love to hear Kim's financial speech of what.
Yeah, she like
said.
Has a pen and paper. Like, but what is she writing down?
It's like taking so much. Yeah.
Like he's got a money sign gardening.
Do you save? Is what she said. I'm like, wow. Question none of us had thought of.
Do you think?
Do you save? Check. No.
Maybe.
Yeah.
This just made me. You guys made me think of this with Kim because Kim took the financial lead with Bruce now, whereas Chris had done it for 25 years. Kim took it, or at least for the show. Today, as close as Chris and Kim are, and as high profile as Kim is, kind of the quote unquote favorite daughter they always joke about, would Kim ever try to take over Chris's position? I don't mean, you know, usurp her like stage a mutiny. I just mean as Chris gets older and slows down, will Kim not only be in the public eye as a beautiful person, whatever, will she also be a business person? Is that how she sees herself?
I think she is a business person, yes. But I don't
Not under Chris. I mean, she takes over her own empire, like becomes the new Chris.
I don't think so. Absolutely not.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't know. I mean, I definitely think she's like the face of the whole Kardashians thing. So I think it's only natural for her to be a protective over that name, and now Bruce is under that, so she doesn't want Bruce Jenner, the stepfather of Kim Kardashian, is bankrupt and going off the rails and blah blah. So I think it's her way of like protecting not only him because she loves him, but also her own name and the whole family's name. And we saw that a lot last week with the video game stuff. So I think it's really just her being protective. And I think her and Chris are really similar. So she does kind of jump into gear when she sees something about to happen.
Say what you want about Chris, though. She's a sharp tack. Like, she's smart. Absolutely. She's a good business person. I don't want to insult Kim, but I don't think she's quite as sharp.
I don't think she has that much of an... I think if Bruce started to go into financial trouble, I think what we saw from Kim is about all she has to offer and all she would offer.
A blank piece of paper
and a one-time scene for the show. Other than that, she'd probably say someone else go handle it, go see a financial
person. I think Kim is very smart when it comes to herself. I feel like she's kind of centered in her business deal. It's just completely about her, which makes sense. But
just a little bit.
Can we talk about for 1 second when she was in Khloe's kitchen and she was talking about how Kanye went off on the trainer about weight?
Yeah.
It's just like every week there's something that that just like bugs me about Kanye being so controlling over her image.
I don't,
and her blonde hair, I feel like it was him.
If
and
she
all
wants
this stuff.
To lose weight between her toes, you will make that happen, and if you don't, we will go get a new trainer.
It's like kind of scary to me. Like, I love the Kim Kanye like thing, but she is just like, I feel like so controlled by him, and it's crazy.
And that's one of those
as a bug.
Saw a bug.
Just blew me.
That's one of those things we've talked about it before, but obviously this family is very wealthy. And obviously, say what you will about how they've earned it. They have earned it. You can spend money. You can live the way you want. I don't begrudge your wealth. I would love to have it myself.
Right.
But stories like this, and this is a Kanye story, not a Kim story, but even how Kim approached it, and Kim and Khloe laughed about it, that puts you on a different level of not wealth, but elitism, and that is not a good look.
Not even that. The fact that, yes, the way she was framing it was that, look how funny this is, look how great this is, it confirmed, that's a way that I would confirm. Before, I never really liked Kanye personally. I'm not a big Kanye fan. And then I hear that story and I say, okay, that confirms it. It's not just what I see in the media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kim is actually saying that. And it's just, it's degrading to a person. And it's you wonder what plane their mind is on that they think that's fine and normal.
Especially when she was laughing about it. Like, that just really raised some red flags for me. Like,
me too.
That she's being controlled by this person, no matter like how big it is, like whether it's her hair color or how much weight she's losing, whatever. But that she's laughing about that being in that situation as well is very concerning to me. Because she is, you know, arguably one of the most beautiful women, especially in the media. Mm-hmm. And for, you know, us as women to see her now, we've looked up to her just as from a fashion standpoint in general, but even before Kanye. But now to see her being kind of manipulated and controlled by this guy is like, I'm like, come on, girl. Like, I know she wants to lose the weight for herself, but then why is he there with her trainer and her? Like, why can't she go by herself? Like, I just,
what, is he just sitting there?
Yeah. Like, does he go to the gym with her and to make sure she does the right amount of crunches? You know, like,
and
the Kanye workout plan.
Yeah, the Kanye workout plan. It really does.
Obviously, Kanye and Kim are not going to 24-hour fitness and getting a $60 an hour trainer. This is a celebrity trainer who's making a lot of money in their own right, but it's a quote unquote normal person relative to Kanye and Kim are. And when you start making that delineation between you're normal, we're not normal, we're going to yell at you, we're going to treat you like less. Yeah. Kanye, you want to go in the press and say ridiculous stuff about yourself? We'll laugh about it. Say all that you want that's awesome and weird and stupid, but we love it.
Delusional.
Totally delusional. Mm-hmm. You want to go and go to another human who you now see as kind of beneath you in a way because you're yelling at them on, you know, first time meeting them. Not cool.
Yeah.
You can't
experience. And that person was probably being nice and like, Kim, you don't need to lose 15 pounds.
And she probably doesn't need to lose 15 pounds.
No, she probably doesn't. And you know, if I were that trainer, I would have been like.
Yeah. Well, and I'm also not like, I don't dislike Kanye. I don't have this whole like, Kanye and Kim make sense to me. Like,
yes,
right now, even despite rumors that he's gay and blah, blah, we'll talk about later.
Really?
Yeah. Anyways. But I like, it makes sense to me just as from like a business standpoint, and they do seem to care about each other. But the way he treats her, and I mean, he might treat her like a queen and she loves that, but the comments and everything, like that one scene in Khloé's kitchen really like, alerted me.
Yeah.
I was like,
I'm happy you brought that up because I forgot about it.
Yeah. How much that's not normal.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not cool. And these girls, like in a lot of other ways, are as normal as they can be considering their lifestyle. Like, they really look kind of down to earth. We saw last week or whatever, Khloé with the woman in the giraffe suit who came up and was crying. Mm-hmm. She had the giraffe costume on and she was just crying meeting Khloé. Khloé was like real normal. They're down to earth, very approachable and stuff. And I know that that's one isolated anecdotal incident. But still, and then Khloé turns around and laughs about this trainer with Kim, and it's like, well, wait.
Shocking that went. I'm really surprised that made it to air, that moment, that scene. It just shocks me. Because I think, like you said, they're down to earth from what we see. It's easy to be down to earth for 20 minutes in a day while you're eating lunch and then go back to your whatever self they are.
Well, I think they included that scene because of on the whole car ride, they were getting all those Instagram comments about, oh, of course she would post this. She's a Kardashian, blah, blah, blah. And I was like bashing. And so then the next scene, it's like, oh, but I'm really down to earth. Mm. Like, you know, so I think that's why they.
Oh, you're talking about two different things.
Oh, I thought you were talking about why they included the giraffe.
No. I'm talking about why they would include her saying it about Kanye and then her laughing about it.
Yeah. We're going back to that. Never mind.
I agree with you. I may have missed that.
Yeah, I agree with you about the joke.
You blinked.
Just kidding. But,
I don't know why they would have included
keeping you on your toes.
I don't know why they would have included the Kanye scene today, if only because Kanye says so many ridiculous things. Maybe they thought, let's get a cheap Kanye laugh. People are here to hear about him, and he won't be on the show, so let's try to give as much as we can. Mm. But this one was a weird step in the wrong direction.
What happened? Was it just that scene? I'm trying to remember. Did someone come in the kitchen and it started something else, or was it?
They started talking about that picture.
And then,
that Bruce bought Khloé.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Can we talk about when Bruce says, I'd like to see more of North? And she says, why?
Really? Really?
I was just about out of touch people. I'm sorry. What?
What do you think? It's like, so we could have a bond? Like,
yeah, that was a little...
I'm so glad you brought that up. Yeah.
Okay, you guys all know that I'm, like, pro Kim all the time. Mm-hmm. But this episode particular, telling her mom, like, no, North has to sleep and blah, blah, we've all been there. I don't think any of us are parents. But I know sometimes, you know, you have to help someone out, and you're going to... Sorry, North, you're going to have to come in the car. If you're crying in the car, you're crying in the car, but I need to do this. You know what I mean? And so for her to be like, no. And then later with Bruce to say, why do you need to see... I was kind of like, Kim, come on. Yeah. Like, family is very important. And we talked about that in last episode. She was very pro-family, and then this episode she was kind of...
That's another point of when they're out of touch. You're right. Wake the bait. If my mother didn't, she would have said, he's going to get up. And whatever he's going to deal with, I'll, you know what I mean? That's that.
They have so many people that work for them. Who? Why can't they have someone watch?
Yeah, they don't work at 5 a.m. I doubtful. Yeah. Someone will be there.
Listen, a doctor's office drop-off is just like an airport pickup. That is a binding social contract. Mm. If somebody asks that, who's that close to you? Not a stranger. Who's that close to you?
True.
I think there's an expectation that, like, if you can swing it, those are things you do for them because you know one day you're going to need it from them. You know, you need it in return.
Yeah.
So that's not a good look, well, especially, Kim, when you live at mom's house. Okay?
Awkward.
You're living under mom's roof. Yeah. Like, you got to, like, pick up your laundry, you know, do some chores. I know she's not doing any of that. But you have You have to do a few things for mom around the house. And one of them is take her to her doctor's appointment.
Yeah. That was really sweet when Bruce brought her coffee, though.
Oh, yeah. She goes, I can't drink it.
But I did like that she was appreciative of it. No, she was like, that was really sweet, though.
They were very civil and very loving still.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, hope they keep up that banter.
I think they definitely will. They're still going to be best friends in one way or another. I mean, other people will come into the picture, but they were together for, you know, 2.5 decades. You can't just turn it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. And going back to the whole Kim North and Bruce thing, if Kim thinks she's is entitled enough to handle all of his finances, I think that he's entitled enough to, like, have a play date with her daughter. You know what I mean?
It's
like, I can control all of your money, but I don't think it's the best idea that you
What do you think she would want that? She would, even for North, it's something for her, not even that she's doing Bruce a favor. It's like you would want
just to play devil's advocate in this, maybe Kanye doesn't
I was just going to ask that
wouldn't
for
surprise
you guys.
Me.
Well, yeah, that's...
Because
if he doesn't want something, it doesn't happen, apparently.
Exactly. And does Kanye... Is this Kim saying this, or is this Kanye saying, I don't want your family involved, this is about us? Similar to what Scott was talking about today in a different way. I don't want your family involved, this is about us and our child.
But he's still living in Kris Jenner's house.
That's my thing, is I think it's... I think that... Listen, they're an overbearing parent. There's a lot to
and
handle.
And you knew what you were signing up for when you got here.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You didn't date this girl and meet her and you're like, oh, she's perfect. Oh my God, she's got 700 sisters. It wasn't like this was not my big fat Greek wedding.
Not a shocker.
You knew this was coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True dat.
Okay, good story.
And that's part of the reason that he always says he loves Kim anyway, is because she has her own thing. And that is her thing, her family and the money they make. So.
Yeah,
that's true. All right, guys, you want to do some news and gossip?
Sure, let's do it.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Sterling, do you have something for us today?
You can go ahead and start.
Okay. Ooh. I've got a good quote for you guys. This isn't news as much as just a funny quote, and I want to read it to you. Paris Fashion Week happened, last week or 2 weeks ago? Kim and Kanye hired their own paparazzi to take pictures. Not a surprise. They do this a lot.
Yeah.
The quote is this. A source talked to PerezHilton.com and claimed that Kanye will act like a magazine editor looking over thousands of pics every day and will pick the ones that he knows will get the biggest reaction. Here is the source's quote. Quote, the photog takes thousands of shots a day and Kanye pores over all of them. He'll point to a picture of himself standing on a desk and be like, this will go down in history.
I don't find this surprising at all.
I don't even.
Because on their Instagrams, if you notice, most of their Instagram posts are paparazzi pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was like, how do you have this, like, you know, like, all of these pictures already when they just took them, like, 2 seconds ago? You know what I mean? It's like, something suspicious is going here. Like, you have a camera following you and
connected
to your phone.
Knowing the rules to
Wi-Fi.
Intellectual property and copyright and photo rights and stuff, I think it would be hilarious if one of them put a paparazzi picture on their Instagram and TMZ or whomever owned the picture sued them and was like, that's our picture of you.
Yeah.
That's our picture. Yeah. You have to give us back or, you know, take it down or whatever. It wouldn't be certainly a whole lawsuit, but I think that'd be a funny thing to do because they definitely just do very poured over Instagram pictures. This isn't, you know, even the one that Bruce took of Kylie, he took a bunch of shots. He was like, I'm going to look dark. It's a dark thing or whatever. These aren't just snapshots of like you and your butts.
Listen, I understand a good Instagram theme. I appreciate it.
I don't at all.
Well, then you're out of touch. I'll tell you.
I am out of touch.
No, but then it becomes a line when that, and you know what? Usually I would say, that's BS. I don't believe it. Perez Hilton, who knows? I don't know. That sounds like something Kanye would do. Go through 1,000 photos.
They are completely probably paparazzi's like most photographed people. So if you're might be hiring them, you might as well use it to your advantage.
True.
And I mean, what's going to be better, him sitting on a table or him sitting
Do any of
I find it interesting, though, since he's trying to, like, have this whole fight with the paparazzi about photographing, like, the children of famous people or whatever, and then to go and hire paparazzi to take pictures.
Or maybe that's his way of controlling it, then.
Yeah,
and he gives them certain limitations. He says, I'll tell you guys where I am so you guys get the photos, but you guys
don't follow me. Yeah,
work under my rules.
And I think that's probably how a lot of them do it. If you have a good relationship with them, I feel like they'll say, okay, we got what we need, see you later.
Yeah.
If you don't, that becomes a story in and of itself.
Yeah.
You know, and you have a... Whoever the singer was in the 90s who hit a cameraman in the airport, it's a really famous video. Bjork? Yeah.
I was going to say, as long as Kanye's not punching anyone.
Look it up on YouTube. Yeah. You're out of touch if you're not on YouTube.
Thank you. I am on YouTube.
Okay, I got another one for you guys. This is, like, ridiculous. It was on HollywoodLife.com, which is dubious. But let's talk about it. Scott and Courtney breaking up and heading for a custody battle is what this article is about.
Yeah,
I want to read some things to you guys. First off, they say the source tells Life and Style magazine, quote, Scott will fight for joint custody of the kids, which basically means he wants to continue to get paid. Scott is no dummy. He knows that if Halle Berry's ex, Gabriel Aubrey, who never married Halle, can get paid more than $15,000 a month for one child, imagine what Scott could get. He will hire the top lawyers in L.A. to take as much of Courtney's wealth as he possibly can. Losing partial custody of children is terrifying for Courtney, but if she also has to continue paying for Scott and his antics too, it would be the end of her world.
I don't think that's true.
First, no. I don't even think he knows who Halle Berry's ex is. I don't think that's true. Second of all, even if this happened, it wouldn't be the end of her world. She has so much money. It'd be a little parking ticket to keep paying. How many millions that she's making a year, what she had to pay. And I don't believe the story in general, but that would be my
overall. Did you guys talk about last week about him heading back to rehab, or was that something that happened this week? I can't remember.
We talked about it a little bit. Actually, there is a quote on the rehab thing. We should mention it because I want you to talk about rehab a little bit more. HollywoodLife.com said about Scott, source said, quote, Scott was paid to go to rehab. He won't be there for 30 days, and no legit rehab facility would ever send out a press release.
Today Kylie posted some pictures, and so did Courtney and Scott. They were all having like a Sunday pool day thing at Courtney's house, and Scott was there, so he's obviously not physically in rehab. He could be doing something, but you know, we've talked a lot about him going to rehab, and if he still is having problems, I say good for him. So
yeah. For going.
And if he's going.
Yeah.
If he is going. But if he's not, good for him for going and, you know, trying to fix it. But if he isn't, then, I mean, I feel like those constant breakup rumors, rehab rumors, whatever it is, are constantly swirling with them. And we just, you know.
It's low-hanging fruit from a rumor standpoint. And we can talk about Courtney's role, and we have debated Courtney's role. Has she hung on too long? Was it wise to do this? How many chances do you give a guy?
Right.
But Scott's role, this is something either way, however he does it, he's going to have to deal with it the rest of his life. This doesn't just, you know, you don't correct it with medicine and then say, hey, I'm good. He's going to have to deal with it on some level. So this will never be, in a way, fixed for him. You know, but from Courtney's perspective, there will be a breaking point one way or another. We'll see if she ever hits it, but.
Yeah, I don't know.
Every kid that pops out makes it just more complicated and deeper and more whatever. This isn't Bruce and Chris separating after deciding together and being mutual. This would, you know, we don't want to assume anything, but this would be very different from that. All right, Sterling, what you got?
I was just commenting on your news and gossip.
I thought you said you had something else.
Oh, no. I'm good.
Well, speaking
of Kim Kardashian is not blonde anymore. That's just
that's
fashion
very
week.
Important news.
That's just
breaking
her fashion week.
News.
And there was something, she was headed to Armenia, and so she wanted to be back to her natural color for that trip. So.
Did she get hate for the other? I don't know. How did it go over with the public? Do people like it? Were they not liking it when she went blonde? What did
it was like,
say?
I think some people loved it. Like, a lot of people that I know that do hair in LA said they had so many people coming to them wanting to do the platinum.
Makes me so scared
crazy.
For all of society.
but not only did they want to come in and be platinum, but they wanted to do it in one sitting, which is not normal for
usually
someone
like
with jet black thick hair. Yeah.
You know what we've learned today? Not everybody can be Sterling Cates. It's
true
tough
that.
Being blonde.
I mean,
it's tough being blonde.
It doesn't happen in one sitting. It just happened naturally.
Thank mom for that one. All right. Go for it.
It's completely from sources that I would never actually consider and believe. Yes. But
good.
I still.
Let's talk about
let's
it.
Hear it.
I still might as well bring it up. There was a couple random websites saying that Kanye and Kim are no longer going to be allowed to award shows. And I was like trying to Google to see if this was legit, but it didn't seem like it was legit. Yeah. But I did hear that rumor, that would so that's be, a little gossip.
If I had an award show, I would make it a law that they have to.
Attend. I was just going to say, it's ratings. Yeah.
It's exactly. ratings. And it's for E! To get that last part of it with Chloe and Kim right next to them when he did that whole Beck thing like that. I was like, God, E! You are just killing the game right now.
I would sit Kanye in the front of my award show for any award. Like, you know, the sewing awards of Upper Wisconsin. It doesn't matter. I would sit him in the front.
Just think of that.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter.
He's very creative. But
I would sit
Bobby.
In the front, and then I would just kind of like lean in and whisper to him, like, hey, whenever you want to go up on stage, you go up on stage.
You're pre-mic'd. Just talk from your seat, man. Just talk from your seat.
Just start talking at any point.
It's like pop-up video or something where they have the little info during the video. Mm. Kanye would be like pop-up Kanye thoughts during the awards. Somebody's speaking, Kanye is like, this sucks, next.
Yeah.
You know, hey, I respect your sewing, but the better person who did
While I do think having them at award shows is great for ratings and stuff like that, I do think he does need some sort of reprimand and some
Absolutely.
Sort of boundaries that he cannot cross, because he's done that twice. Like,
it
someone's winning an award.
Moment for yeah, the exactly. person actually winning.
I'm waiting for him to do it to the wrong person. I'm waiting for him to do it to somebody that isn't going to take it and isn't going to be like, oh, like, haha, Kanye.
Can you imagine if he actually did it to Beyonce? The Hive would be like,
or listen, watch, look at his career elsewhere. If he makes a bad decision or slips up a little bit, drops a mediocre album, let him do that
Already
again.
Been there, he
I agree with you, but let him do. But
that's
I mean,
like, now they're media. You guys, are gonna
I mean,
hate
like,
me for
like
it,
a popular thing where people are like Kanye's a little over the hill, and then watch him pull an antic and see how people react.
He would never do it to Beyonce because he's the one being defended. He's defending her in both situations.
That's the only person I could think of who has well besides like Rihanna's. Navy or whatever. Let's like Beyonce and her Beehive are like the thing. However, music I do love all day. I really like that song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Real quick, we got a couple minutes left. Predictions, tough to do on this show, but we do them anyway.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Anybody got anything good? I know, obviously, Sterling, Instagram, you know everything they did 10 seconds ago.
Yeah.
But. Who's got something
went
fun?
Went on an Easter egg hunt today.
a little bit early.
I was just going to say, it seems early. It seems aggressive.
I can't believe, just really fast, I can't believe Easter is next weekend anyways. I can't believe April is in
Here.
2 days.
Isn't that right? Mm-hmm.
It's just nuts.
Do your taxes.
Oh, shit.
I just I just did some stuff.
We have Rob.
Do we have a second to talk about?
Yeah,
go for it. I want to hear first. Second. I really want to hear what you guys, just where you stand, what you think.
Oh, God, that is too long. We don't have that much time.
We'll talk about it next week, apparently, because it seems...
When Chris says, if we don't do them, he's going to die, she said that today. That took me... I didn't know things were that serious, but I heard if she's not embellishing the truth or whatever.
I agree with that statement 100%. She doesn't mean next week, I don't think. We don't know that there's like a drug addiction. But it's a spiral that will lead to that. So she's not exaggerating, you know, at all.
Yeah, she didn't say, like, will literally die. That means it's not, it's, like, more serious. Like, she doesn't use literally.
But no, next week with Rob, I don't believe we're obviously going to see him on the show. We'll only hear him on the phone or whatever. Yeah. But next week with Rob is going to be a very interesting week.
Yeah. And so Rob is always a huge topic that we talk about a lot. And so we haven't seen it this season yet. So
I'm excited for that, for sure.
Faux show.
All right, guys. Hey, in the meantime, before next week with Rob, if you want to, again, let me remind you, hit subscribe on iTunes and YouTube, whether you're listening or watching. And there's this thing called Twitter. Don't know if y'all have heard
What's
of it.
What's that?
It's you, like, message people and stuff. All four of us are on it. So if you want to tweet us, Sterling, where would they find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Sterling Cates.
Oh.
And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Nicholas Grava.
And for me, Twitter, Instagram, XOXOCESCA.
And I'm on Twitter at Bobby DeMuro, Instagram at Mr. Bobby DeMuro. Mm. All right, hey, that's
to
it this
you.
Week. To you guys on the Kardashians. We'll be back next Sunday to talk Rob and whatever the hell else happens on E! Until
Uteruses.
Then, see you guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.